Testing 1-3 testing. Thomas E. McKnight Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Lisa Diane, D-I-A-N-E, Diamond, D-I-A-M-O-N-D, 245 North Plumas Street, Willows, California, 95988-2807. David's dictation is... February 12, 2026. Her date of birth is August 11, 1963. This is a 61-year-old retired woman. She lives at 245 North Plumas Street, Willows, California, 95986-2807. Phone is 530-310-0194. Insurance is Anthem Blue Cross, California. It is addressed to Brett, B-R-E-T-T, D period, Brown, B-R-O-W-N, P-A-S-C. Address is NVTH Concord, 1990 Concord Avenue, Chico, California, 95918-9818. Phone is 530-809-1300, fax 530-809-3399. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation for recurrent episodes of transient seizure-like activity, diagnostically thought to be partial complex epilepsy. Next paragraph, history of recurrent swallowing difficulty. With esophageal fullness and pain. Associated with the development of episodic seizure-like activity. Following food consumption. With observed arm flailing activity. Symptomatic lightheadedness, headaches, tinnitus, tunnel vision. Episodes lasting minutes with hands and arms flailing with tremor-like activity. Without recollection. Electroencephalogram. Showed semifocal frontotemporal epileptiform appearing activity. New paragraph. Diagnostic electroencephalogram and MR brain activity. Results pending. New paragraph, laboratory testing showed evidence for prediabetes. Primary hypertension. Findings of elevated LDL, urinary microglobulin, current laboratory testing results pending. Brain MRI, that's number one. Number two, cardiovascular evaluation for associated daytime fatigue and dyspnea when ascending stairs. Reduced alcohol consumption. Alcohol abuse screening. Dear, I'm sorry, current medications. This is vertically melatonin. Thank you. Loperamide, 2 milligram tablets daily. Atorvastatin, calcium, 40 milligrams tablets daily. Metoprolol, succinate, 50 milligram tablets, extended release, once daily. Losartan, potassium, 100 milligram tablets, one tablet once a day. Hydroxyzine, 25 milligram tablets, 1 PRN daily. New paragraph, past medical history, hypertension, this is vertically. Nephrolithiasis, depression and anxiety, skin cancer, GERD without esophagitis, hypercholesterolemia, alcohol abuse, prediabetes, obesity, asthma, irritable bowel syndrome with diarrhea, localized partial epilepsy, findings of complex partial seizures, new paragraph, previous surgical history, tonsillitis, partial hysterectomy, abdominal surgery, 11-2024. New paragraph, previous history of tobacco abuse. Dear Brett D. Brown, Lisa Diamond was seen for neurological evaluation in consideration of recurrent seizure-like activity thought to be partial complex epilepsy. New paragraph, as you may already know, she had episodes of esophageal fullness associated with the development of shaking tremors and altered mental status, where her diagnostic evaluations, including MRIs and EEGs, suggested frontotemporal epilepsy. New paragraph. She has not been treated with anticonvulsant medication. Which certainly needs to be considered. There certainly appears to be history suggesting obstructive sleep apnea syndrome, for which sleep testing, if not already completed, needs to be finished. New paragraph, in concurrence of her current findings, I'm referring her for static and dynamic electroencephalograms in Oroville with Dr. John Schmidt for further diagnostic evaluation and validation of her epilepsy. New paragraph. GI referral for esophageal evaluation has been considered and certainly needs to be completed. New paragraph. Considering her current clinical symptoms of headaches, visual changes, fatigue, alcohol use, follow-up and treatment of her current clinical symptoms and findings is indicated. New paragraph. Management of any alcohol utilization is certainly indicated. Treatment of her hypercholesterolemia and abnormal LDL, of course, is certainly indicated for risk factor reduction. New paragraph. I'm scheduling her for follow-up reevaluation with the results of her laboratory testing and the results of her epilepsy evaluation. New paragraph. We would look forward to the results of her GI evaluation and endoscopy as well. New paragraph. I will review her findings when she returns, and we will consider further treatment. In paragraph, I'll send an additional report then and sign with my professional signature.